This week's episode of Tsunami of Latinas will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
We love you. We love you.
Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. Welcome to episode 793 of the Shining Wizards Podcast, where if you're in a podcast about asses, we're going to preempt you. Tonight, we welcome back one of my favorite guests. Madman Pondo joins us at 7:30. Plus, we give our thoughts on Backlash and John Cena's convoluted bullshit classic that he announced. Also, we review a hell of a week for AEW, update picks, the depth pool, and so much more. So let's get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brundo.
Double T.
Tony.
And some Kevin.
What is going on, fellers?
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
Did I see a spit take there, Tony?
Dude, 4 out of 4 wizards were dancing and rocking while that was playing. It was awesome.
Catchy tune.
And they're quite catchy. There's some good dancers in that video too.
I don't know what constitutes a good dancer.
Come on, it was a good dance routine those guys were doing, especially like the flex. No, yeah, come on, you guys were all dancing, having a good time.
I don't think I'm a good dancer though, so I don't know like. If a flex would help me.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you've seen good dancing. Like, you know what bad dancing is, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, so anybody beside from you is probably a good dancer then, no?
Yeah, but they weren't like, fuck, there was no moonwalks. They weren't all choreographed. Like, it wasn't anything special.
They were something choreographed somewhat.
Something you want to tell us here, Brundlefly? Baby Jake tells us that you're a great dancer.
That's total fake.
I have terrible. Baby Jake comes in hot, right? But then he's only here for like 10 minutes and he's gone.
Oh.
Where do you go, baby? Why doesn't he hang out for the whole show?
Maybe he gets his Brundlefly Phil and then he moves on.
Yeah, what do you only
Phil's on the other show.
When it airs. Wolf.
Hey, he had two episodes last month. Don't knock him.
That means he's going to have one this month.
It's a lot more wrestling content than some of the other shows on the network.
Yeah. After your fucking Canadian dildos put out a fucking wrestling show. Let's blow up the network again.
You know, I kind of want to. You know what a pain in the ass is every day to check to make sure I put fucking fresh episodes up?
Yeah, get rid of it. Fuck it. See ya.
See you later.
Shining Wizards, inconclusive breakdown, tots, and
Ring of Honor Rivalry.
Yeah.
Every week.
Well, then we might as well keep the network. We're blowing up like one show.
Let's say what happened to Year of Duke and Rogue.
That there you go. That tots, Gorilla Brain, it's the same thing. It's all under the same umbrella. You know what I was trying to say.
So we're just getting rid of Canada.
You get rid of Canada, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Does Radioactive Metal still a thing? Get rid of them.
They're still around.
Good luck. Good luck, you cucks. You know what? You didn't vote for the Hall of Fame. Kick rocks. You're out of here, okay? Can't even fucking do that right.
You got a point.
How do you like them apples? Tony, coming in hot, and you can deal with all this nonsense.
There's nothing to deal with. Nobody fucking messages me anyway. The only one they did, every once in a while, Tom's like, hey, Tony, we got a new episode. I don't know if you saw it. Ja.
You know what, they don't keep a regular schedule?
No, they do.
Okay.
They do. Well, sometimes I don't keep a regular schedule. It is.
It's your Jaja.
only my Jaja matters. Hey, do we know what we want to start with? Because that asked Brundo a question. We had some activities and things happening in the death pool this week. Can you refresh who the fuck David Dwinell is for me?
He is a former referee for NWA, I believe, and WCW.
Wait, do we have an update?
Oh, we got a bunch of updates.
We got two.
Two in a week, HK. You're no longer running away with it.
Dead. Motherfucker. One day you'll be dead.
Wait, all right. So here's another question. How come all these announcements of him dying are coming from like April 9th and April 10th, but he died all the way back on March 19th?
All right, it's not like he died years ago, though.
No, like, but still, like, it was yesterday. It's a while ago already, dude.
I mean, when was he in the wrestling spotlight? You know, like all his contemporaries probably are dead too. So it takes a little while.
If you were asking me, I wouldn't have even accepted him as a possibility on the list.
Hey, he was on somebody else's pick, too. I think HK said he was going to pick him.
Tony, he wrote a book. He worked 32 years as a referee in the NWA, the WWF, and independent shows. He often officiated Bruno Sammartino matches.
Okay, but we're not talking
about 2015.
We're not talking about Bruno Sammartino here. We're talking about referee David Dwinell.
It's a point for Brundo.
32 years in the business.
And he wrote a book.
Yeah.
Oh, great. He wrote a book. I have three friends that wrote books. You don't see me fucking blowing horns about him every week.
You also didn't pick them in the death pool.
No, but I picked another person who croaked this actual week. Not 2 months ago.
Yeah. Brundo gets on the board with David Dwinell. That was a late entry, I think Saturday afternoon. But Tony got Ted Turner earlier this week.
Fuck yeah. And that was Brundo's first round pick.
It sure was, because he went on hospice the week before.
So that I'm throwing up a goose egg here. I don't have anyone. Two in 1 week, though. That's, you know.
Well, I mean, two that we found out about in 1 week. The first one was a couple months ago.
Still no, 2026.
I understand it's in there, but it's not like two guys died this week. Like, you know,
true.
We're spreading out over the year.
Like we spread the ashes.
So I'm assuming that Matt's going to get somebody come July. How's Buck Zumhoff doing in prison these days, HK?
I'll ask tomorrow. I'll get a Buck update.
And dude, you've got some ancient people on your list. Fucking Dory Funk Jr., Vincent Kennedy McMahon, Tiger Jeet Singh is on here. Holy shit. Damn.
I think we should, to perhaps avoid the David Dwinell situation. Maybe every month we should just check on our guys to see how they're doing. You know,
put As soon as I found that article, I went through the list, my list. Okay, still alive, still alive. Lars Anderson, still alive.
The load. The old Lars Anderson or the WWE Lars Anderson?
The old one.
Let's see. Okay. Lars. Wait, there's a WWE Lars Anderson?
Remember Lars Sullivan? Anderson? Lars Sullivan, that was his name.
Well, there you go, dildo. The old Lars Anderson.
Write it down, brother.
Already writing.
What else did he say? Old lard?
I think I said load.
Old load.
Old load Sullivan.
You dumb fucking idiot.
Thank you, Brando. A little hurtful, but I deserve that. Ted Turner is huge, though. He's huge. I was thinking about this when I was in the shower.
Ted Turner or Lars Sullivan?
Maybe Jane Fonda.
An old load.
You think wrestling is where we are today without Ted Turner?
No, of course not.
Not a chance.
If it wasn't for Ted Turner giving Eric Bischoff the okay to run on Monday nights head-to-head, never would have had the Attitude Era, never would have had the NWO, wouldn't have had any of that stuff.
NWA would have died if he didn't bail them out in, what was that, like 88 or 89?
Yeah, and WCW ate shit for a lot of years. They didn't make money.
Yep.
Yeah, they did. I don't know, just, you know, there's a whole...
But there's a whole lot of moments though that we could say that for, right?
Yeah, but like that whole, like, once WWF bought the WCW library and they produced all that content and they wrote like all those books and they made all those documentaries, like it was always like the WWF was always superior and they slayed WCW, but like that's not the fucking case. But they like to rewrite history, so like there might be a whole younger generation of wrestling fans who think like WCW just sucked from day one.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't live through fucking fake Razor Ramon and fake Diesel.
Yeah, but don't forget too, like there were an awful lot of wrestling fans during the Monday Night War era. And when WCW went away, some of them just stopped being wrestling fans.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, Molly posted earlier. Yes, I would love for you to send us a video of HK dancing. I don't want to let that one fall in the crack there.
Leave it in the cracks, Tony. Leave it in the cracks.
I think we got our next entrance.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we do.
I want to see it. Let's go.
Let's not do that.
I will be reporting on Handsome Kevin's dancing for the SWN newscast.
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking.
HK, in honor of you toasting me on your little soiree to Mexico, I toast you, brother.
And back to you, my man.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, Brundle will go fuck ourselves.
That's right, you should.
Bro stuff.
Maybe you can call Lars Anderson, see what he's up to.
Yeah,
Lars Sullivan.
The old
probably load. More gay porn.
Yeah, whichever kid you want to fuck, you pick.
Excuse me.
Let's see. Is Dylan Miley making any porno movies lately?
Was that his government name? What do you think his stage name was?
I don't know, but Pornhub's the first thing that comes up. Let me see. Reload.
Oh boy, Tony, you're gonna see a lot of things you probably don't want to see.
No, he's not on here. It's a bunch of broads.
Oh,
it's not dudes that became broads. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
There's like three people that know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh shit. No, not Dylan Miley, but I found Dylan Tides. Come dump sluts. Tight no, bottom Tony, Dylan Tides Tony, hole Tony. Loaded with spunk.
Oh, so he was the receptacle.
Please close your browser.
There's a hole. Why? Can you see the reflection of my glasses?
No, but just stop. Just stop.
See, in wrestling, I figured he was more positioned as the deliverer, so I figured that'd be the role he'd take on in the film.
No, he's a sloppy power bottom.
Gotcha. Or just a sloppy bottom, really.
Oh, I mean, power bottom is more like it. He always looked angry.
That's what the power comes from, the anger?
Of course, yes, yeah. The anger, the power, the misery.
Jesus.
You know, like when HK gets mad, he goes like, fuck me, fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Except he's looking over his shoulder. or maybe he's legs akimbo.
With a twinkle in my eye.
What'd you call it? Landing the helicopter? Hey, Julio's here.
Hey, Julio.
Yeah, Tony's already on a list, Julio. Don't worry.
How's your
Tropic Out chiming in? HK takes his power from the bottom.
Do you notice now once you put it on the screen, it like it's like,
yeah,
a color?
Yeah, I like it. So that's why we know that we already went to it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that too. I like that
it's
too.
It's about time fucking StreamYard's giving us some good options.
I think StreamYard does a good job. I just think we're lackadaisical in capitalizing on all the things that they...
You better do a good job. It costs us enough fucking money for this shit. It really does.
Didn't we remember a couple... Level?
Huh?
We split it with the Mark Order. They don't.
No. But yeah, it went down because I said, "Hey, we've been here a long time. Cut us a break." But like, there was that one point where it almost doubled. It doubled in price. Remember?
Yeah. No.
We wound up changing our level because of that.
Yeah, because we didn't need it to be available to stream on fucking 10 different social media platforms. You're lucky I can navigate the fucking 3 or 4 that we're on now.
Well, at least X is working, so. You know,
After we stop paying for the fucking premium.
Addition by subtraction.
Fuck yeah.
Whatever works. If people are watching, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I don't know what do we want to do? We got Mondo, Madman.
Jesus. Fuck. We got Mondo.
It's like if you just put Madman Pondo, you smushed it into one word. There you go. Should have stopped and got some ciders. I could have used a drink after the week I had.
What happened, Double T?
No, not a bad way. It's just a very, very busy long week at work, which is a blessing.
No, I hear you. Making moms happy all weekend was I.
Time to make that cheddar. But yeah, I could have used a drink tonight. Yeah, whatever. It is.
Take a break. Go downstairs. See what mommy's got in a liquor cabinet.
Get yourself some cello.
Yeah, dude.
I don't have cello. I'm sorry.
You should get some cello.
Maybe you could have a little bit of NyQuil on the rocks.
Ooh, I want to do that. And also, who drinks like NyQuil?
Like Mitch Hedberg said, when you're feeling sick but sociable.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to the guy that's tied in a fucking hotel room all by himself. I'm good. Thanks. Pass.
Sign me up.
How are you guys? Brundo, HK?
Busy, man. It was a busy, busy, busy week. Got a new vehicle. Got a new vehicle this week.
Oh, fuck so, yeah, dude.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, so that was great. And work's been keeping me fucking super busy and got some new figs. Been a hell of a run.
Does it look like the Danhausen mobile? A little tiny car.
You know what? It's not far off. It's not far off. I'll tell you that.
You didn't get a plug-in car, did you?
No, I got an Isetta.
Did it take you long to take the face paint off?
See, that's how I know that I'm not a car guy, and that hit none of you guys. So I'm going to win on that one. No, I got a Jeep Gladiator. Picked up a truck.
Nice. You need a step stool to get in it.
No, but it's damn close. I got we're ordering one of those. You got to install that fucking, you know, the step up.
The fucking easy. He's got an easy chair in the garage. He sits on and he fucking hits the button. He lifts him up.
Molly has to go out there and put her hands like this for him to put his foot in. He goes, yeah, there you go.
He got all the accessories, including the booster seat.
Yeah, the booster seat, the step stool, all of it, man.
It's good.
Lifts for your feet.
No, I just I wear my shoes with the blocks on the bottom of them.
There you go.
Well, that's exciting. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you, man. You deserve it.
You know, it's funny because it is. There are two vehicles that I always said if it was possible and it was in the right range, I would love to have. And I'm not a car guy. One's the Subaru Baja, and you just don't come across those very much, especially where I'm at. And then one's the Jeep Gladiator. And the Gladiator became available, kind of in the range I was comfortable with. So yeah, we picked it up. I was very, very excited, very happy to have it.
Really?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Brundle's excited for you. Don't be, why are you calling him name?
Absolutely.
No, no, negative, motherfucker. Look at you, motherfucker.
Yeah. Brundle, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I had a little Thai food earlier, and now my stomach's bothering me.
What's your go-to at the Thai restaurant?
I don't know, but it put my stomach in knots.
You don't know what you had? What did you eat?
It was a bad joke, Tony.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm so dumb.
There you go.
Now I'm interested. Why? What's your relationship here with Baby J? Come on, Brundlefly. There's got to be a connection.
I'm trying what to. What car do I drive?
Yeah,
I think a Honda CRV or some shit.
I don't know, man. I'm a little bit worried now. For too long, it should be.
Yeah, I like how you were like, hey, what's your status? And then you throw up the question and Brundle fucking answers it. So when his fucking car blows up next week,
there are plenty of Hondas out there, so I feel safe.
Jesus. Good God. Hey, I gotta ask you a question. It's more of a statement. Tell Baby J send some of his subscribers our way. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, why? Baby J, tell your subscribers, hit us up.
Wait, what's his gig? Can we promote his gig? What's his gimmick?
Baby J 168 on the YouTubes.
What's he
doing? He puts out shorts. He's got a Rocket League short. He's got some NBA 2K shorts.
You listened last week, Brundle puts out shorts too.
I think you mean jeans.
Jean shorts, whatever.
Yeah. Shorts.
Well, we're gonna talk about Backlash, we're gonna talk about AEW, Brundle's homework. We're gonna cover a lot, but we got our guy Pondo is joining us soon, so we're just kinda shooting the shit, hanging out with the boys, drinking some beer.
The beers, boys.
Addition by subtraction, right, Brundle?
Oh yeah.
You sip the limoncello.
Fuck yeah. Oh yes, my fucking pinkies.
My wife is a bartender. I could ask her to make me a drink, but I don't know if we have the proper.
Speaking of drinks, your birthday bro is married to a wonderful woman who's making homemade limoncello this week.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she is.
It's been too long since I've hung out with my birthday bro. I got to get on to that.
Yeah, he was just asking about you earlier today.
Yeah, I hope he's doing pretty well. I gotta imagine. Right?
Yeah, he's doing fine. You know,
I'll send him a text.
Not as angry as he usually is, but you know,
maybe is that because I haven't been around?
Yes.
All right, I'll stay away.
Inconclusive breakdown on the Shining Wizards Network, one of the shows we love and support.
I don't know if we love.
I love Vince and Justin.
Justin,
I love Justin. A lot of rage and fear on that show.
A little bit.
Every show is like, if we're here next week, grab your guns.
Kind of with you on that one, Double T.
It's fucking, for me, it's hysterical to listen to. We're going to talk about the worst thing in the world. In Scotland, a baby killed a kitty cat and a donkey because he took a gun from his parents' bed. It's like, it's in fucking Scotland. Who gives a shit, idiots?
Don't you call idiots. My birthday buddy wow. idiot?
Yeah, it's not like they're going to listen. Justin might listen, but then they'll just shit on me on their
Vince
show.
Vince listens. Vince couldn't wait to watch you get punched in the balls by
Oh, did you clue him in on that?
Oh, he knew. Everybody knows. What are you talking about?
Everybody knows that you're going to call in an airstrike to my wife?
Everybody knows about the airstrikes. I mean, they've seen Brundle get sort of like coddled.
Yeah,
they've
but it was an 8-day thing until he went away. And then you made it like an everyday thing.
And then Reeb gave you the old Pearl Harbor job.
Oh, my God, dude. She fucking hauled off.
Holy
moly. And so sweetly, too. She waves at the camera and then goes, When I said to Double T, did she get one of them? She got the whole thing.
It was so perfect too, the wave.
Yep.
Bam.
Hi-ya! You know, she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
Hit you in the nuts.
Yeah, it hurt.
She went chicken hunting. Hey, what would a Double T call sound like?
What do you mean?
Well, like if she's in the woods, like she's like got like the turkey call, the duck call. Like, what does the Double T call sound like?
Fuck, oh, fuck, man. Fuck, fuck you guys.
fuck you guys.
There you go. I don't know. Let me see if she's here.
Oh my God. Let me text her.
I think she's downstairs.
Oh, that's right, because she's off the next couple of Mondays now, or she's off for
every
now.
Monday.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
She should join us on the show.
Spicy margaritas is a good idea. Oh, that would be my call. I do like a spicy margarita. I also had like we went to lunch before. I also am very gassy too, Brenda. I thought I was gonna shit my pants before when I was watching homework.
On account of the homework?
No, on account of like I had the bubble guts. I was like, oh,
gotta love that.
No, I don't. It's not fun.
I had a Western omelet and half a stack of pancakes for dinner.
For dinner?
Fuck yeah. Because I stopped yesterday on the way home from the flower shop. I got myself the Western omelet and pancakes, and I had half of it last night for dinner. I had the other half tonight for dinner.
Wait, how do you reheat a pancake?
Toaster oven.
Oh, I guess so.
It's not a bad
toaster
idea.
Oven. It gets crispy. By the time it comes out, you put the butter in between. You put the syrup on top. She's good to go. Only one day's worth. If you try it the second day, nah, you might as well just toss it out.
All right. Well, it looks like our guest is here. He's returning. Yeah. Returning to the show.
Bring him in.
All right. Let's get the fucking Pondo in.
What's up, fucking Pondo?
Why is the guy who shits his pants at Christmas talking about eating already when I get into the damn thing?
It was pancakes and it was syrup, so it's stuff that'll keep the shit inside you and not let it loose.
Pancakes and syrup will slide out your ass during this podcast bigger than anything.
How you doing, Pondo?
I'm great. How many, you know, I've been gone, so tell me. Which one of you guys, well, in my absence, has been jacking off somebody like an old time car?
Oh, I'll start the Model T.
Actually, since you last joined us, Brundo to your left shit his pants
last week.
No way, Brundo. How?
I just Why? Didn't make it. I was out walking too far away and didn't make it home in time.
Is it just a club thing with you guys? initiation, that's what it is. It's an initiation. We got to shit our pants if we're going to be part of this podcast.
Hey, man, it's been two Christmases, actually three Christmases since I shit my pants, so I got a bit of a dry spell going.
Happy holidays.
You've never thought you were going to fart and you sharted?
Me?
Yeah.
Here's the difference. If that did happen, I'm not going to get on a fucking podcast and tell everybody.
Why? Everybody shits their pants at some point or another.
Christmas, not Easter, not Mother's Day, not President's Day. Not telling anybody if I shit my pants.
What better way to honor your mother and mothers everywhere than to fucking drop a deuce in your drawers on their special day?
I think a lot of moms would argue with you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Here's some flowers. Take you out for brunch, and then we'll go shit our drawers.
Fertilize the flowers.
Fuck yeah.
So, guys, I thought of, because in our absence, when I was asked to be back on this podcast, I knew that you guys loved the Pondo stories.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you guys ready? I got some in the old computer that I remember, right? So I wouldn't tell this story if there wasn't a witness that was on your show before, right?
Okay.
So I'm wrestling in Milwaukee, and for Carmine Desperado, MLW, not MLW, fuck, I can't remember, MRW, Elemental P. I can't fucking remember.
MAW.
MAW. So Sherry Martel is on the show. All right. Me and Ian just went through this big bloodbath on a baseball field, had dirt all over us, had blood all over us. The locker room was empty, and Sherry Martel comes in and says, hey, Pondo, are you staying overnight? And I'm like, yeah, we got another show tomorrow. We're not going home until after that. And she says, okay, I've been thinking about something, and I want you to be a part of it. I said, okay. And I think she's talking about some kind of wrestling angle or something. And Sherry Martel says, Pondo, me and you are going to fuck tonight.
Yes.
Would I say that on a podcast if I was lying? So I'm it's Sherry Martel, you know. You can fuck Mary Jane down the street, but this is Sherry Martel. So I'm just kind of looking at her like, okay, you know, where's the cameras? Who's listening? Where's the rib and all this, you know? And about that time, she says, you don't believe me? And I said, well, you know, I get teased a lot. And she goes, I'm not teasing. Grabs my hand, puts it on her boob, one of them, and French kisses me like nobody I've ever been French kissed before. And she backs up, grabs her by the chin. She goes, you believe me now? I said, yes, ma'am, I do. I believe you. As she is leaving the locker room, she says, Pondo, it's room. I can't remember what the room number was. We'll say 237 because that's the one that comes to mind. If you guys are horror movie fans, you'll know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyway, she says, room 237. I said, okay, great. She goes, I'm going to go to the bar. You go ahead and get your shower, get that stuff off of you, and meet me in the bar. I said, awesome, right? So I'm in the shower thinking, no way is this fucking true. Now, I take quick showers. From the time she got that locker and went to the bar area, I'll give it 20 minutes. All right. So I go to the bar, and whoever she went to meet at the bar gave her medicine, and she is, I love her to death, but she is fucked up from the floor up with slobber and the whole fucking nine yards. And hey, Pondo, you know, I'm like, shit, man. Like, I have a big fear of having sex with someone that is totally fucked up, and the next day claiming to the internet, not that the internet was huge back then, but claiming that they didn't have give me consent.
Right.
So all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, my night is fucked. Right. But even in her fucked up state, she's like, Pondo, later, you know, it's me and you. I'm like, yeah, Sherry. Okay. So she stays in the bar and I go out in, not in the lobby, but in the hotel, there was like a whole bunch of couches. And I go right outside the bar and I'm sitting on one of those couches and I'm perplexed on what to do. Should I go forward with this? Should I not? Now, I know you guys are thinking that I'm bragging that Sherry Martel wants to have sex with me. There's a list of this I'm getting to. And nobody thought it was coming because me and Tony didn't see this coming. So Tony's getting ready to go into the bar and he looks over and he sees me and I don't know, I got my head kind of hung low or he can tell something's going on. And he comes over, he goes, Mando, you okay? And I said, man, I got a problem and I'm trying to figure it out. And he goes, okay, what's the problem? I said, Sherry Martel wants to have sex with me, but she's fucked up and I don't want to do it. And Tony looks me in my face. He goes, well, other than you being a fucking liar, what else is going on tonight? I said, Tony, I'm not lying. Sherry Martel wants to have sex with me, but while I was taking a shower, she got fucked up. So I don't know what to do. And Tony's like, because I joke around too fucking much in case you haven't realized. But, you know, so Tony is like, come on, man, you know, bullshit. And he goes, all right, we'll go in the bar right now. We'll go in the bar right now. We'll ask her. I'm like, okay. So I stand up. We get ready to go into the bar. And he looked at me and he goes, you're going to go in the bar with me? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you're going to say that Sherry wants to have sex with you? I said, yeah. And he goes, dude, are you being serious with me? No sooner did Tony say, are you being serious with me? Sherry Martel and this one of her friends, a girl, come out of the bar and Sherry Martel goes, Pondo, room 237, 15 minutes, right? I said, okay, yeah, 15 minutes, yeah. And she blew me a kiss and she went to the elevator and went upstairs. And Tony said, dude, you're fucking telling the truth. I said, I told you I'm telling the truth. Now, the reason I even bring Tony's name up in this, in case you guys wonder, is Pondo full of shit? There was two of us, Too Tough Tony too, right? So now I'm sitting down there and Tony's like, dude, what are you waiting on? It's Sherry Martel. And I told him, I'm like, I'm worried. I'm worried that tomorrow she's not going to remember that she said, hey, let's do this. I mean, guys, I know you saw One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, right? Sherry was in one of those. It's like, you know, so finally, I said, all right, Tony, let's do this. You come with me. We'll go up to her room. I'll spend 10, 15 minutes, but you will be the reason that I have to leave. He says, all right, cool. So we get on the elevator and we go up to room. I can't really remember the room number. We'll say 237. Go to room 237. And this is the twist that I was talking about. Go to room 237, knock on the door. And who answers the door? Not on the show. Had no idea he was even in town. Unmistakably, the only person who looks like him, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, answers the door. Now, I don't know if you guys know that much about me, but I'm a wrestling fan, all right? And the Hart Foundation was one kick-ass team, right? So I want to say, hey, can I get a picture with you? But the only dumbass thing that comes out of my mouth is, oh, I'm sorry. We must have knocked on the wrong door. I know I didn't knock on the wrong door, but Jim the Anvil Neidhart is staring at me like he wants he's got lasers in his eyes and he wants to fucking put them on the other side of me, just fucking staring at me, right? And when I said, oh, I'm sorry, we must have knocked on the wrong door, Sherry Martel is in her hotel room. She goes, Pondo, is that you? And I said, yeah. She goes, come on in. So Jim Nail and Neidhart hears that. So like a saloon bar Western door, he turns to like this and gives me an opening, right? Tony's behind me. I go to walk in that room, and Jim Nail and Neidhart shoulder checks me like, you know, that, wasn't he a pro football player?
that shot putter, all that.
So you can imagine this was a shoulder block from fucking hell, right? But I walked on in, Tony walked on in. So you guys know how hotel rooms are based. There was two beds, a desk, a TV, a little table with two chairs, and that is where Sherry Martel and her friend was sitting. And I look around the room. So I sit at the, we go in between the gap. I sit on one bed near the table and Tony sits on the other bed. And Jim Nail and Neidhart comes in the room, sits down in front of the TV. If we wanted to watch TV, we can't, because this fucker's like grooming his shit, staring at me, right? Just like we're getting ready to wrestle or some shit. I mean, it was unreal. He just so me and Sherry are talking, and finally the friend pulls out a Coke can sized bottle of pills, right? And that's the only time Jim Nail and Neidhart took his eyes off of me. As soon as he saw that bottle of pills, the attention went over there. And now I understand. I'm like, okay, he doesn't think I'm here to cock block him. He thinks I'm here to pill block him. He wants the pills. He thinks that I'm there for the pills. I don't take pills. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't chew tobacco. I don't know, you know, So he gets up and he goes over to that bottle of pills, and that's my exit. That's me and Tony's exit. Now, I'm sure that if Jim Nail and Neidhart wanted to jump on top of me, Tony would have helped me with the fucking hotel telephone to the back of the head or some shit. But we made it out, you know. But the irony of it is, where in the fuck did Jim the Animal Neidhart come from?
And you didn't get to have sex with Sherry.
I did. You know, the next day, she was totally sober again for the show. And I didn't hear no word about it. So I didn't push the subject. But I have Two Tuck Tony out there who can verify everything that I just said, and you know, maybe that story wasn't funny enough for you guys. Fucking sorry. I thought
I think you should start lying at the end of that story, and I think that you, Too Tough Tony, and Jim the Anvil went handicap match on Sherry Martel.
You know, I just the way he was staring at me, I didn't want to be the prison bitch in the fucking situation. So
you didn't want to hear feel the steel of the anvil.
Yeah, you know, I mean, no, I'm not even lying.
You didn't want to. You didn't want to see how tough Too Tough Tony was.
Hey, Did the anvil have his abs shaved into his belly?
Well, he had a t-shirt on the whole time. But, you know, it was just, I mean, I was wasn't you guys fans of the Heart Foundation?
Oh, hell yeah.
Very much so. I mean,
if you're going up to fuck Sherry Martel and Jim the Anvil, Neidhart answers the door, are you not thinking to yourself, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, of course.
That was me. That was me.
It's a fever dream.
So do you guys have any
So far, Woods being in the room, I guess.
You guys have any fan questions or questions for me? And then I'll go on with more stories. I'm sure I got more out there.
I know you were back. You came back to JCW and you're JCW regular, but like going back there with the whole Vince Russo thing, how was that whole experience?
This is what tugs at the old heartstrings, guys. Like I have been at JCW. Well, I was the first one. In 97, ICP did a show called Stranglemania Live. I wrestled twice on that. And then they did another show called Hellfire. I wrestled twice on that. And then they started JCW, and I went on tour with JCW. So 25 years I've been with the Clowns in JCW. And so Russo and Vito both get there. There is a me and Tony and Violent J all flew into Philadelphia to go to Atlantic City to do JCW versus GCW. And that's when I learned that Vince Russo was now going to be writing the storylines for JCW. And there's a ton of ideas for Tony. There's a ton of ideas for Willie Mack. There's a ton of ideas for Cocaine. Not one idea for Madman Pondo. So I already know what's getting ready to happen. I'm not a fucking idiot. I've been doing this too long. So then we do the JCW versus GCW show. I think you guys might have caught the bump where I suplexed Mr. Danger off the scaffolding through two panes of glass to the floor. The reason I did that was Brett Lauderdale was giving every deathmatch spot to everybody else. The only two true deathmatch guys that was in that match was me and Tremont. But I think so. Well, no, I would say Mr. Danger is now. Bam Sullivan is a deathmatch guy.
Yeah, Drew Parker.
I'm sorry?
Drew Parker.
Yeah, fuck Drew Parker. But yeah, he was. I'm sorry. So I misspoke. There were some deathmatch guys in there, but let's say Cocaine and Willie Mack were not deathmatch guys. And Brett's trying to talk them into taking this and this and this. And Willie Mack's like, you motherfucking crazy. I ain't fucking, you know, so that's when I found my opportunity. I said, Brett, I'm right here. And Brett says, oh, Pondo, did you want to do something deathmatch in this match? I'm like, that's kind of what I do. Guys, I don't brag on myself, but half these kids are doing this shit today because I brought it to the table. So yeah, I'll do something deathmatch. And that's when I come up with, Brett wanted Mr. Danger to suplex me, but Shane said, no, I think it would be better if Pondo suplex Mr. Danger. So that's why it happened. But where I thought I was doing JCW good, I was actually doing Madman Pondo bad because Violent J thought that I got hurt on that. And he just kept saying, you're 56. You can't be doing shit like that, you know? And so when I thought I was elevating the match, I was actually hurting myself. So then the whole John Wayne Murdoch thing happened. And I cut a promo, which pissed them off. So I got fired. And people were like, when Violent J went to the gathering and said, hey, we have fired Mickey Knuckles and Madman Pondo. It was the first time that an ICP member got booed at the gathering of the Juggalos. And Joe even told me, it was like, whoa, I just didn't expect it, right? So they brought me back, and they let me be Vampiro's manager. And so they had the JCW year-end awards, right? Now, Vince Russo barely talked to me, you know. Vito, nothing. And those two are really close. And then, let's see, I'm sorry, I'm trying to give you guys all the facts here. So there was a time, and Russo watched as this happened.
Do we lose you, Pondo? Are you there?
Do you guys hear me?
Yes.
Now we can hear you.
That was Vince Russo. He said he wanted me back. I said, fuck that. That was Vince Russo on the phone.
You're better off, Mondo. So, We've been watching. It's not that great.
So anyway, I'm not an idiot. Like I said, I read people very well. And they had me managing Vampiro. And Vince Russo is watching me walk out with Vampiro. I am behind Vampiro. I am the lackey. Vampiro is the star. And that's the way it should be. I walk out with Vampiro, and the crowd starts chanting, Pondo, Pondo. I have to make them stop and start cheering Vamp, 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 which, you know, they should be, because Vamp is the star. Vamp is fucking awesome. So why did I tell that story? Okay, so Vince saw that, and
oh, what the fuck?
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
He gone. Hopefully he comes back, or his internet cut out. Oh, fuck. That, I feel like I hit a subject. He was kind of sad. I also wanted to use this drop when he was telling the Sherry story.
Last time I had one in the stink, my finger stunk for 4 days.
Why? Why does it always go to me?
Because you say ridiculous shit all the time.
I told you guys that story where I almost wound up having Sherry stay at my house, right?
I recall.
Basket Brawl 98.
There he is. He's back.
All right, we'll fire him back up here.
Technology, baby. Bane of our existence.
There he is.
Technology is not my friend. Technology hates me. Technology says, fuck you, Madman Pondo.
Well, we say
so. Fuck you, Madman Pondo.
No, fuck you, technology. Fuck you, technology.
Ah. No, so anyway, Vince witnessed Dr. Gigolo's love me, but I I've been there 25 years. So after that, they were supposed to go on a JCW tour, and the guy who takes care of Violent J, he tells the locker room, "We will get with all of you about your schedule on the tour," and The tour is coming closer and closer and closer. Let me back up. I did a JCW. I did two or three JCW shows. And I find out there's an angle where I am going to run over Mosh Pit Mike with my car.
Good.
But when we say, gets in between me and Mosh Pit Mike and tells Vampiro, what's wrong with your boy? Because Vampiro's the commissioner. He's like, fire him. Fire him right now. And then episode's over. He kept saying, this is a cliffhanger. This is a cliffhanger. No, a cliffhanger is a booger that's dried coming out your nose. So sure enough, after that, I wasn't booked on any JCW shows. And I'm thinking, okay, it must be Vince keeping me out. So finally, after 3 or 4 shows that was going on, I text Violet J and I say, hey, is there something going on? Like, am I not a part of JCW anymore? It would be good to know, because I keep denying these bookings, thinking that I'm on the JCW show. And I'll just give you the gist of it. Violent J wrote me back and said, Pondo, you're just too slow now. And nobody wants to see the knife thing. Juggalos wrote after the knife match how bad they hated it. Well, I went back and looked at the comments. 4 of them did. 4 Juggalos was like, Pondo's too old, you know, old man Pondo, you know, shit like that. But there were 8 or 9 that were like, Pondo's awesome. But that's not the narrative that the writer and his boy is wanting to put over. Therefore, they're in Violent J's ear, and this is just maybe me wishful thinking, but they're in Violent J's ear saying, we really don't need that bleeding motherfucker and all this shit, you know. But anyway, if that answers your question, yeah, I mean, I was back and now I'm gone again. And it, not just JCW, 8 different companies, 8 fucking different companies, JCW, BJW, GCW, Horror Slam, IWA Deep South, SICW has pulled something. Shane Mercer, which I just worked for him for a fridge, but if there was no fridge, I wouldn't have worked. And one more company. But guys, I'm the guy who's lost all this weight and is getting booked less. And I can't figure out what I'm doing wrong. You know, anyway, I am bringing the show down. But
No, good. We can bring it back up, but this is, you know, you got to get this shit off your chest, man. It's not good to keep all this stuff inside. And we, big fans of you on JCW product right now. We watch. It's very Russo-rific. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get through the show. So, you know.
Yeah, I was a big fan of me on JCW too, just so you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not there now. I mean, you know, maybe it's the silver. It's not great. I don't know if you still.
Yeah. And honestly, just to jump in with what Double T's saying, it just Russo's on TV so much, and he just looks like somebody's like dad or grandpa. Just walks around in his t-shirt and jeans. He doesn't look at the camera. He just walks and like talks to himself. He gets on commentary. He's very disconnected. Like, it's like he knows wrestling, but he doesn't know wrestling. You know?
Well,
and it's a shame.
I said none of that. You did, right?
But, yeah, you're right. I absolutely did. I say it every week.
But. And I'm going to tell you what other juggalos have wrote me and said that they stopped watching JCW because it turned into the Vince and Vito show.
Yeah, that's yep. Absolutely true. Vito's on like every other segment. It's crazy.
It's 2000 WCW. Well,
and everything is like with the Italians, with the Goombas, my cousin's coming, this guy's coming, that guy's coming. They turned the Brothers of Funstruction into 2 fucking Goombas now. Like, everything's got like, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Yeah. But can we go on and let's talk some funny shit? Because
let's talk funny shit.
Yeah. Are you coming out with a second book?
I am. It is done. It's 160 pages long. Let's see. Sayazawa drew the book cover. I'm so proud of it. John Cosper corrected the spelling and the editing. I proofread it and said, hey, I want this in there. I don't want this in there. So everything's ready to go, except for the guy who's going to do the forward for the book. I don't want to mention his name because in case it doesn't happen. But that's it. That's all we're waiting on is this guy to write a couple of paragraphs. We don't even know yet if he's going to, but it would make the book rock that much more.
If you're waiting on Jim the Anvil Neihard, I think you're going to be waiting too long there. Pondo. Well,
I actually was going to ask Jim the Anvil Neihard to write something in my book, but I left my shovel at home.
Yeah.
And if you guys think that's a cruel joke, realize that man stared at me for a half hour, groping that beard, just looking like he wanted to kill me. So I love Nadia or Nadia, whatever her name is, but I don't know. Me and Jim Bam with Neihard, we just didn't. I mean, I'm still a fan. Don't get me wrong. Like if Jim Bam with Neihard said, hey, let's take a picture together, I'm there. And he was a big part of, you know, WWF. Yeah. So, yes, love Jim the Anvil Neihard. And maybe that shovel joke was in bad taste, but so was this.
Pondo, you came in and we were talking about shit in our pants. So, I mean, people listening, they know what they signed up for. There's at least one Owen Hart falling from the sky joke on this show every couple of weeks. So you're good. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Doesn't make it right. I'm just saying that's people know what they signed up for when they tune into that's the Wizard. It. What?
I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the pictures. I wrestled Thumbtack Jack. I did Hitler, right? I put the Sharpie marker on my lip, mushed my hair over, put the swastika on wrong, and everybody went crazy. Like, oh, you know, not so much went crazy then. They're going crazy now because, you know, fucking idiots are snowflakes and don't understand. But I was wrestling Thumbtack Jack, who is a German. So that was that whole thing. So all you people out there who are just going by a picture and not realizing the goofy shit that I said before the match, which was not putting over any German in the world, then spread that around for all of you. But did nobody ever hate on Nikita Koloff? Because he's not a Russian. Did nobody ever hate on Ivan Koloff? You know, I don't know. But, and a lot of people would hide the fact that they did that. No, I'm not hiding. Am I proud of it? Not today. Because these fucking cancel culture motherfuckers, you know, that want to just throw up a picture and then not tell anybody the story. But, you know, I'm bringing the show down again. Last time, I brought it all the way up, and then I'm bringing it down.
Peaks and valleys.
No, you're good, man. You're good. You got the noob. We got the book.
Yeah.
What can people expect? What do you got? You got a little story for the book, or do you have something that didn't make the book that you kind of wish you had put there?
Well, here's the thing. This book is so a buddy of mine, Christina Harvey, some hacker piece of shit stole her Facebook. You know, piped into her Facebook. She couldn't get into it. And she had tons of wrestling stories. She had her husband passed away. She had a bunch of pictures of him and her on there, her family, her daughter just had a baby. Her Facebook was full of her memories, and some piece of shit out there hacked her page and she couldn't get into it. And I thought to myself how terrible that would be, because I don't know if you guys have been to my Facebook or not, but it is a scrapbook of people that I've met, you know, wrestling history and all this shit. So this book is called Pondo versus the Horror Icons, because it is, it's me, it's my experiences meeting all the horror icons, Freddy Krueger, Jason, Leatherface, Art the Clown, Tall Man, Linda Blair, you know, I wish I could show you the cover, but I promise I wouldn't, because John Cosper wants to put it out there. But if this one does good with all the horror icons, can you imagine how many magicians? Yeah, I met magicians. I met David Blaine.
I was going to say, you met enough magicians to write a book about it. Yeah.
Did I tell you the time that, so when I met David Blaine, me, M-Dog, and Josh Prohibition, we flew to England to promote the game. And this was the time that David Blaine was hanging under the London Bridge for 4 days. You guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
Okay. So, each day, one of us got to do what we wanted to do. The first day was M-Dog's day. He wanted to go to Camden Park, which was like a big-ass flea market. Josh Prohibition, the next day, wanted to go to the Holocaust Museum, which I had no clue what it was until at the end of the museum, there's like tons of fucking shoes. And then my thing was, because they was playing David Blaine hanging underneath that bridge on 24-hour TV in England. Like you could flip on that channel and there'd be David Blaine in that glass case on England TV.
So how when they asked me, English TV.
Yeah. So English TV, England, they can have titties and pussy after hours. So
why not the fuck do you want David Blaine hang from a bridge?
So that's what I told him. I said, I want to go see David Blaine. Didn't tell him why. So they did. They took me, M-Dog, Josh Prohibition, and two of the Eidos video game people to the London Bridge. And as soon as we got there, I said, guys, I'll be right back. So I go to I'm looking for a McDonald's or a Burger King. And about that time, there is a vendor called Big Ass Burgers, Big A-S Burgers. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be perfect. So I go over and I order a Big Ass Burger. This thing's bigger than my hand. And I get the largest Coke that I can. I go back to where David Blaine is. I worm my way all through these English people. I get up to the fence. And I go, hey, David. And he looks down at me and I go.
What a dick.
And drank the whole large Coke right in front of that man. And he's laughing his ass off, though. But all these snowflakes behind me is like, oh, that's so mean. And all this shit. Shut the fuck up. Right. I'm making money too. But I met musicians. I've met all the Warriors, most of the Revenge of the Nerds, comedians. I mean, I got enough for book number 3 if book number 2 does good. And if you're interested in book one or two, don't forget, you can go to visitdeadpork.com and talk to John Cosper about an autographed copy of either one of those.
I like it. I like it. Somebody here has.
Yeah. Somebody had the first book.
Yeah. I got the first one. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was fantastic read. Loved it.
I need to finish the Mickey Knuckles book first, though. I'm so far behind. I literally have a bookshelf full of wrestling books, and I get 5 pages in, and then I pick up the next one and I start on it. It's terrible.
Let me be honest with you. I have read 4 books in my life. I read both of my books because I had to proofread them. I read Of Mice and Men and The Great Gatsby because they made me fucking do it in school, or I wouldn't have read 4.
Really?
Now, magazines all day long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but books. My attention span is too far gone, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. Hey, Mondo, let me ask you a question.
Oh, I said Mondo again, guys.
Oh, such a dipshit. You know what he said, too? He said, I just mushed all his names together. Madman Pondo, just Mondo.
I do want to ask you, now that you're covering your face, did you go back on the last one when you argued with me you didn't say Mondo and see that you did say Mondo?
I'm always fucking wrong. Thank you also for listening.
I love Sick Nick Mondo, just not on my fucking time on a podcast.
Pondo, I got bad news for you. I was thinking Mike Mondo.
Now you can just click me off this motherfucker. Me and Mondo will see each other, and you know, like the movie Doctor, you know, Airplane, Doctor, me and Mondo will go, Mondo, you know, I mean, Mondo and interrupted you.
I deserved it. Would you ever give your friend a picture of you on a pair of underwear and expect them to wear it?
Is this a friend that is a girl or a friend that is a guy?
This is two people you are looking at on the screen, and they are not me and Brundo.
I do not want my dick near either one of the four of you.
It's kind of disappointing there, Mondo.
Why?
His name is Pondo. Madman Pondo.
Christ.
What the fuck? This poor guy. Sorry, Pondo.
You almost said it again.
At this point, you just call me Kevin. Fuck it.
We already have a Kevin here. It's Handsome Kevin to your left.
Well,
you're right.
Now the two Kevins are going to get underwear with our pictures of each other on there.
Somebody already owns underwear.
I was going to say, I got your address, Pondo. I can get you set up with some HK undies.
You know, I'm pretty good. There's a wrestler named Jake Ullman, and I live here near the arena, Two Tough Tony's arena, and they had mail review there. So mail comes all the time to my mailbox with this, the Chippendales with the Cowboys. But there's one guy on the back that looks like Jake Ullman, that looks like Jake Ullman in a thong. And I always worry about who comes to my house because it's like this great big poster card, and it won't fit all the way into my mailbox. And it's not for me. It's not my name on it. But who's going to know that when they walk past my mailbox and there's like 4 strippers sticking out of the fucking thing?
Yeah. Not for me.
Right. So yeah, I can be all right.
Did you just fucking fucking hand job? Can't fucking help himself but say fucking Mondo all fucking night.
Listen, I will take it. Okay.
Not on purpose.
Why don't you just call him Madman?
Just call him Madman. It's easier.
It's okay. I'll be Mondo. Just for you.
No,
I'll be
Mondo. No, you're Pondo. Okay. Problem is my dumb brain wants to say Madman Pondo, but then I just want to shorten it to Pondo, but then I say Mondo because I'm a fucking idiot.
Ah, you're good.
The last time you were on, did we ask you about the shitting with your wife in the shower thing? Or was that after?
No, that definitely happened afterwards.
Did you ask me if I shit with my wife in the shower?
Yeah, yes. You got to clarify there, Double T.
Not you in particular, but there's somebody here on this show who shit while his wife was in the shower in the same bathroom. Would you ever do that?
Not in the shower, just take a shit on the toilet while she's taking a shower?
Yeah.
Well, tell you the truth, as the years go on, my shit, sometimes it's like a hot snake, coming out of that motherfucker. Sometimes it's like the Mount Everest of brown water. There's a lot of terrible things that come out of my ass. So I am like, I'm the guy who goes to a public restaurant and flushes the stool before I fart.
No.
Yeah. So no, I wouldn't do it.
So Brundo, you're a man on your own island over there, buddy.
Yep. No, I think somebody else said they did.
I want that girl to have sex with me later, not think about how terrible my shit stunk.
Pondo, what do you got anything coming up you want to promote outside the book before we let you go?
Yeah, man. I'm going to Texas I'm wrestling Suma Tawoka. I know that's hard to swallow. Say that six times fast, but
say that one name. You want me to say that name?
WCWO in Indianapolis just hired me for every Friday. So I'm making all these brand new contacts because all the other contacts that I had just said, fuck you, Madman Mondo.
Maybe you should change your name to Madman Mondo.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're teaching me the way here.
No,
maybe.
I'm not teaching anyone anything, but it'd be funny as shit if you changed it to Madman Mondo and then you showed up and they were like, and you were like, fuck you, pay me.
Right.
Let's get him.
Other than the book, I'm still the same guy. I'm still mutilating my body for the entertainment of others as much as I can. So if you see that I'm on a card, come on out to the show. I'm a good dude. Come out, say hello, Madman Pondo. Hey, will you take a picture with me? Hey, will you sign my book? Hey, you want to borrow my wife for the night? Hey, will you be my wife when I sit in the corner and jack? I mean, I'm a good dude. Come over and talk to me.
Has anyone proposed? Have you got that proposal made to you?
No, but there's a word named cuck.
Yeah. No, I know about the cuck.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to learn all this new shit because people holler shit at me, you know, when I'm a heel and I'm going to the ring, like me and my partner, Duke the Nuke, people were saying that, I don't know, some kind of U2 docking, U2 docking. And I'm like, what is that? And he's like, I'll tell you after the show, you know. But I didn't know what docking was. I do now. I do not understand sexual shit these days. What would even be impressive of putting your dick inside somebody else's foreskin? Hey, it impresses somebody. It's not for me. The weirdest thing as we was growing up, I remember homosexual people was putting black tape on hamsters and shoving them up their ass. Maybe they wanted to be better dancers. I don't know what the fuck that was all about, but I mean, Mondo, I do.
Do you remember the one celebrity that was synonymous with?
Is that Richard Gere?
Fuck yeah, it is. Are you turned on yet, sweetie?
I mean, guys, I get horny sometimes. Never have I went to the pet shop and say, oh, there's a hot one right there.
Holy shit. No Lemmy Winks for Madman Pondo.
I do not know what Richard Gere was thinking. Like, I think, what's her name? Rosanna Dawson, or she was in Kids and she was in Clerks 2. You know how
I'm talking about? Rosario Dawson. Yeah.
Rosario Dawson. I think she's hot as fuck, but when I watch the Book of Boba Fett and she's got them two fucking grandma titties coming out the back of her head, I can't think she's hot like that, you know?
Dude, all you need, dance scene Clerks 2. That's all you need.
Yeah, she was she's still her. Hell, she did a movie where she let her lips come out. I respect that. Thank you.
Yeah. You know? She showed you old Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Hey, if that's what that is, give me some Arby's sauce. I will eat that shit all day.
Roast beef double cheese, bitches. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Now I kind of want to
get. I couldn't get with her being Sokoto or whatever the fuck her name was either in Star Wars, but yeah, Clerks 2 is fucking prime real estate.
Yeah. I think she's hot in Death Proof.
Yeah.
You know, I think she's a hot looking girl, and but yeah. I would do my best to look at her in the Star Wars series, and I'm just like, no, I'm not feeling that.
No.
Just like, I might get some shit. You guys might get some shit for this, but do you guys remember how fucking hot Pamela Anderson was back in the day?
Yeah, hell yeah.
100%. You guys explain to me what the fuck happened to her now.
She got old, bro.
I mean, even I don't know, man. It doesn't even look like the same chick.
No, you know why, man? Because when she was hot, like in the 90s, she was all dolled up and everything. Now she just goes natural. She swore off makeup and trying to like do whatever.
She needs to put that shit in the form. I got so many paper towels pregnant to Jenna Jameson. Now I have 6 rolls just sitting there not doing a fucking thing.
Nobody these days tickles your fancy. No, none of the new crop.
I don't know how you guys feel about it. I think Jenna Ortega as Wednesday. I'm not talking about myself, but these guys now are looking at Jenna Ortega as Wednesday as a hot item. I like Jenna Ortega. She's a very good actress, but what are these guys, you know, it's not like Wednesday is supposed to be attractive. Am I right on that? Like, she's supposed to be half dead or something like that. But I don't understand.
I get it. Like, I find her attractive as well. But I think the weird thing is that she's playing like a girl in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of like where I'm like, you know.
She's whores.
Gotcha.
Really? I think that's the hang up because she's not a teenager. Like, she's a woman, but, you know, she's playing a teenage girl, which is just kind of like, you know. But I'm with you. She's a great actress.
Yes. She plays Wednesday. She plays that character. Fucking awesome. That dance. My granddaughter loves that dance. She kind of imitates it a little bit. And, so I get where the guys. Oh, go ahead.
I tell you what, though, like, what's her name playing Morticia? I'm down with, but
Kathleen.
Yeah, but Luis Gomez playing, like, yeah. I'm sorry, man, Raul Julia. He's Gomez. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you know what's her name? Kathleen Douglas, is that her name?
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Don't you know she goes to work knowing that guy has to grope on her and kiss her arms and shit? Like, can you find somebody else than Gaston's best friend or some shit? Like, could you find me somebody, you know, out of the Godzilla area and like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Although his depiction of Gomez is more accurate to like what the creator came up with as opposed to Raul Julia. But Raul Julia, like, perfect for Gomez. I love the movies. The movies were so well casted.
And Lloyd.
Doc Brown is Uncle Fester. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And Christina Ricci is Wednesday. Perfect.
Yeah. Will you stop playing soundbite, you ghoul? Well, she got some hitters, Mom. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I didn't hear the soundbite. What was the soundbite? Hit it one more time.
Although she got some hitters, Mom. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. I haven't watched Wednesday, so I'm completely punched out of this conversation.
Wednesday's a good show, man. I enjoy the shit out of it.
Well, you tell me what to talk about. You give me a subject, and I'll talk about it.
Well, good thing I didn't call her Thursday, right?
Call who?
What is it?
Call her Thursday.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Boo this man.
Fucking boo. Oh, goddamn. Pondo, this has been an absolute blast. You have an open invitation. Don't wait for Brundo to reach out to you. Anytime you want to come back on the show, seriously, man, just come hang out, shoot the shit, talk fucking wrestling, talk. I don't care. We'll talk about fucking anything with you, man. This is always a good time.
I kind of do talk about anything. I'm sure there's somebody somewhere like, holy shit, I can't believe he said that. Do they not know me? Do they not know who the fuck I am? I'm Madman Mondo, goddammit.
If we don't name this episode Madman Mondo, what the fuck are we
doing? We did something wrong then, for sure.
I've already got like a page of names this could be, but most of it probably can't be.
What'd you guys name the show last time I was on?
Christ. Let's see.
Double T could pull it up pretty quick.
Give me a second.
We have a whole thing where we keep a running tally of things that we could possibly name the show. And at the end of every show, once we go off the air, we actually record the conversation deciding what the name of the show is going to be. And some of them are just fucking insane off the wall. Some of them we can't even use. Like, they're just so inappropriate and like curse filled. Yeah. And
there's a reason we don't have a show named Sister Fister.
Or rape night.
Rape juice.
Oh, I'm gonna find where it was. 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Oh, double T.
I'm working on it here. Hold on. There we go.
Come on, double S.
Double S. I see what you did there. I deserve it. I deserve it. Oh, 704. Wow, that was a while ago.
You found it?
I'm going.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, like it's so fucking easy to look through 800 episodes worth of podcasts. We called it All In and a Madman.
Yeah, really?
That's a terrible fucking name. That's
horrible. Not fucking in between two pork chops.
Yeah. All right. First of all,
I can't believe name it. I can't believe he said P.F. Chang's. You didn't name it. You didn't name it. We're not lesbians, but I'm handing scissors to Sid Vicious.
I don't. I guess. What are we supposed to say? And also, why is this my fucking fault?
Because you call me Mondo, it's always gonna be your fault.
Yeah, double ass.
You want me to get my wife in here, and I'll just walk away, and you guys can just say everything is my fault. Jesus Christ!
I dare you to put your wife on and walk out the room. I dare that. I dare.
He's calling her.
Yeah, last time she came in the room, she hit him right in the junk.
Oh, she punched him right in the dick and balls. It was amazing. And I don't mean she was checking bags at the airport. I mean she fucking hauled off like it was a heavy bag.
Oh boy, I'm back here if you need me.
No.
Hey, before we go on, what's your name? What's your name?
Ree.
I want to introduce myself. My name is Madman Pondo.
No, it appears your name is Pondo.
Your husband, he watches the letter people, and for some reason, the P becomes an M every time. So, Rhea, when was the last time you shit your pants?
There was a close call in Walmart earlier today.
Close call, but no, not even a small chicken nugget, nothing?
No, I have great sphincter control.
Awesome. Then that just means Double T is not doing his job right.
I mean, he does something.
I told him not to put you on. I told him nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. He had to do it.
Bruno, please write down he's not doing his job right. Please write that down.
I mean, there's plenty he's not doing right. I could tell you more.
Oh, please, please. Yes, yes. You think I want to talk wrestling anymore? Fuck that.
We got to leave something for the Patreon account.
Yeah. Good move. Good move.
That's paid content.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pondo, how do you feel about feet pics? We were all thinking about starting like a foot fetish channel and just taking pictures of our dogs and putting them out there for money.
It just makes me wonder, what's wrong with you fuckers?
No, not us. I mean, we're taking advantage of people who are into that shit. I mean, it's not like facial. It's all just feet, you know?
Facial.
Yeah, facial.
Okay. So, Double T's wife, I come on here the first time. I don't know if you watch the episodes or anything, but there was another one. There was five of them last time. And they're jacking each other off like this.
Yeah, and then, we call that Chinese finger trap.
We talked about docking earlier.
And then the match game, top right up here, talking about shitting his pants at Christmas. You know, I mean, and now they asked if I ever shit in the shower with my wife around. What is wrong with the people on this podcast? I could be the one that could get paid for not putting pictures of my feet on the internet.
I think you're onto something.
There you go. If you don't give me $100, I'm going to put these crusty old toenails all over the web.
You can start with like a GoFundMe.
There you go. Never done one of those.
Save right? Mondo's feet.
Yeah.
Feed me.
I've never done one of those GoFundMes. I wonder what I would make.
If we started a GoFundMe to save your feet, we would need a picture of your feet, but would you accept all the money?
You really don't want pictures of my feet.
Oh, not for me. Just for, you know, so people know what they're donating to. They'll be like, damn, you know, Pondo needs some help.
You know, wrestlers. Okay. So girls will sell their ring worn outfits. And I kind of get that. But dudes are now selling their ring worn outfits.
Yep.
And guys are doing out there. Like guys are buying their outfits off of them. And I'm thinking like Akira sells his outfits to guys. And I'm thinking, what guy is not going to sit there and enjoy a bowl of Akira soup after he puts your outfit in a pot of water? You know, I don't know. I'm 56. I'm from a different era, I guess. And I just don't understand a lot of things. I've never seen a foot that got my dick hard. Never.
Please write that down, bro. Doing anything for you there, madman?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You're a nice girl, but I'm not. I'm not trying to get knocked off the show, but if you put your foot together and said, hey, put your dick in between the two gaps, I still couldn't do it. I'm just not a foot guy. I see that shit on pornos all the time, and I'm like, what the fuck? How is that even good
in there? You're the treat. See, I can make something like that work.
I tried to tell Double T not to leave the room and put you on, but he put you on anyway. Double S, fucked up.
But Double T says he's not into the foot stuff. He's not into the butt stuff. He's I don't know. He's just a plain, simple guy, I guess.
And you're still married to him?
I like this. Speaking of soup, who wouldn't want a King Kong Bundy singlet?
Imagine that soup.
No, Vader's the first one that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, here's the thing about King Kong Bundy soup. He doesn't have one hair on his head. Where'd the hair come from that's on the edge of the bowl of the soup?
Oh, my God.
Where would that have come from?
He's got a fucking 70s thatch down there for sure, bro. Pondo. Jesus.
Didn't you think so?
Oh, my God. It people probably goes say, all the way up his fucking crack.
People would say, how long is your pubic hair? He'd say, five.
Oh my God.
Shit.
You like to shave roast beef, Pondo?
Do, but here's the thing. I spent most of my time in Japan, so I don't mind climbing through the jungle, guys. I'm telling you right now. Whatever's on the other side of the trees impresses me. I I actually shaved a girl one time and didn't get the triangle right. And she was so pissed because she couldn't go to the bathhouse because it would shame her or some shit like that.
Well, she couldn't finish it?
Well, they don't really go hairless. Some of them are now. Like the fiance, she was hairless. But, well, I don't even know why I told you that. But
that'll be the headline of the press release.
Yeah. Like past girls that I've had, you know, I mean, you couldn't have sex. You want to know what it sounds like after you've ate out a girl from Japan?
I do.
Sounds just like that. Just like that.
Ree, I can't believe your husband left you here for this.
He disappeared.
He's probably watching downstairs jerking off. He saw your feet.
Holy shit.
That was fast.
Hey, we've been talking about gingerbread cookies. Nothing more than normal.
Bye, Rhiannon. Thanks for joining us. Oh, boy. I'm going to get him as soon as he puts his fucking cans on. Bro, I don't know what you've been doing, but you need to step up to the plate, son.
Christ.
You need to step up big time, bro.
Christ on a fucking crack.
Limoncello Tony's here with Madman Pondo.
Just so you know, if you wanted to sit in the corner of a room and jack off while your wife held her feet in the air, I think I just got the okay. I just think I got the okay right there.
Of course. Job stuff came up, right? All right.
Oh, I mean, butt stuff came up too.
All right. I guess that's what I get for letting
you not to do it. I told you not to do it, but you did it. You did it.
Oh, well, if it makes you feel better, Double T, we also found out something about Pondo's fiance. We're not going to repeat it. No. So it's all good in the hood, man.
It's all in good fun. I'm not worried.
Fuck yeah, it's good fun.
It's going to be real good fun when we go to fucking 10 o'clock tonight.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot we got. We still haven't talked a ton of stuff, Tony.
Fuck off.
No, fuck off. This is a wrestling podcast.
I got feet peaks in the fucking brain now.
Feet peaks?
Picks, I said. Picks. You can't hear, too? Hey, we're doing a GoFundMe for Pondo's feet, by the way.
Why? What's wrong with his feet? You know what? I don't even want
to. Well, Mondo, this has been a fucking thrill for all of us. Like Double T said earlier, brother, you are welcome back anytime. Even if you want to talk feet picks, butt stuffs. He fucking
did we lose him?
He fucking left.
Oh,
I think we lost him. He was frozen there for a few
looked minutes. Like he was frozen. All right. Well, that was fun.
Oh, my God. Was it ever?
Holy goodness gracious. Maybe let him know we're good before he comes back in, Bruno?
Yeah, I'll hit him up.
Woo! He's a hoot, though. What a good time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, am I going to regret that?
Nope, not at all. It's all in good fun.
Not at all. All right.
Bruno got about 15 fucking titles.
Oh, please. Way more than that. I'm a page and a quarter in.
We might just have to use the entire fucking list as the title of the show.
Oh, I'm not typing that shit out.
Oh.
All right. Well, Pondo, I can't believe I called him fucking Mondo like 100 times. Jesus Christ.
You know what make Pondo. You feel better? Let's do some homework.
Oh, no, Tony. No. We got backlash to talk about.
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry. I was busy putting smiles on mom's faces all week.
I'm sure Brando and Handsome Kevin watched it, and I made graphics for YouTube this afternoon, so we're fucking talking about it, buddy. All right, if you got to go take a shit or get a shot of limoncello again.
Oh, I'm on number three already, bro.
Jesus, number three. I got to.
Yeah, come on. Shitting it off the pot there, HK.
He can't drink. He's. You don't need a violent HK.
Oh, are you really violent?
Go fuck yourself.
I thought that was a soundbite for a minute.
It will be.
So look, Backlash was Saturday. Tony Brundo 5-0. Me and HK 4-1. Me and HK picked this. Everyone had the same thing except me and HK took Seth Rollins. I watched it today. It was the only wrestling I really watched this week. I'm like middle. It was fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. I was just, for me, like, it was, I don't know, it felt like a Raw.
It was,
go ahead, HK. I'm sorry.
I would say it was an easy, fun watch, but the show definitely, to me at least, it lacked variety. You know what I mean? Like, you had one tag team match, and I understand Danhausen's, he's blown up right now, so he has to be on the card, and that was even a fun match. But, like, I wanted a little bit more variety. I don't think that five matches is enough. I really don't. Like, Seth and Braun was fun. I think that the tag team match was super, like, it was outrageous, but not, like, it kind of went past the stupid outrageous to the funny outrageous kind of a realm, which I enjoyed. Trick and Sammy, I don't know what a yachty is, and I'm fucking tired of hearing and seeing him, so that can go away.
He was in the casket. He was the gingerbread man.
Get him the fuck out of here. EO and Asuka was fun, and now we know a little bit more about, you know, kind of the circumstances surrounding that, and that was fine. And then I think Roman and Fatu was what it needed to be, because now they can kind of build off of that. So it was a fun watch. I really think the show lacked variety.
Can I? I hate the way Seth Rollins holds a pedigree.
Yeah. They can get rid of spears and cutters, right? Just get rid of them. Get be done with them.
And I don't know, like, the Superman punch so early in that match, and then you're gonna tell me, like, we've been trained to realize that all the Samoans have hard heads, but then when he takes off the turnbuckle and smashes Jacob's head into it, like, that is the game changing moment where he is so disheveled that he takes a spear and loses. And then we end another WWE PLE with the champion laid out and the challenger holding the belt over him.
Sounds like AEW to me.
AEW's not even doing that shit anymore.
Like, again, wasn't bad. I just don't, it just felt like a Raw. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel satisfied.
Yeah. I definitely get what you're saying.
I liked Roman and Jacob, you know, outside of, like, the Superman punch, like, 7 minutes in, and he kicks out at one. Then there's, like, two more Superman punches, and there's a bunch of spears and the Tongan death grip, and then there's a fucking ref bump. Like, can't we just get a clean fucking finish?
Be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the best match of WrestleMania was Roman and Punk that had a clean fucking finish. It was awesome. So maybe look into that a little more. Like, I liked Seth and Braun, but there was so much shit in that one with the Vision coming out and this and Heyman and this and that. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's all I watched too, was just the 0 hour. I didn't catch the ESPN part.
You know, the Danhausen stuff is funny. Like, there's a place for it. There's a place for all of it in wrestling. Like, Danhausen was funny. He's over when he comes out and he goes curse and the whole crowd goes curse. Like, he's fucking over. It's great.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. I saw the clip too. I did like that they let him go for a few minutes and actually wrestle and show what he could do too. Just adds a little bit more to the character.
That was a mini Danhausen was what? Torito, right? I think I saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's great. John Cena has an announcement. Now, is this an AI thing or is this Tony Khan? Is Tony Khan infiltrated WWE? I don't have a problem with, like, a WWE versus NXT thing, like a proving ground thing. But when you're like, but if you lose and the fans vote, well, like, are the fans really voting? Because then it's just a popularity contest. Like, I just don't understand.
I'm going to wait to see. I'm going to wait to see the event to go full on judgment on it. When he first announced it and he was like, you know, even if you lose, you can still win based on fan reaction. Well, isn't that kind of what wrestling is fan reaction? I mean, that's what it is. So I don't know that
people still have to win. You know, you could have the biggest reaction in the world, Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania, but you still lose. You come out of it looking great, but you're still, you know, your shoulders are still to the mat.
But I mean, it's the old adage. It's not about going over; it's about getting over. And
yeah,
I think that to that point, like, I don't necessarily love the idea of, hey, you know, whoever the fans vote won the night is going to win whatever this ridiculous, you know, kind of bullshit championship is. But I am interested to see what they do with it. So it could be absolute horseshit. You know what I mean? But it's something new, and I am going to hold back going, this is absolute shit, until I see kind of all of it together.
Absolute shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I think it turns into like the king and the queen of the ring, the Saudi Arabia thing. Like, it's a one-off. Like, you win and you're the champion, but you never fucking defend it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't, I get it. You got to get over, but like, what's the point of having wrestling matches if you lose and then the fans just vote you the winner, right? Like, then it just becomes a popularity contest.
Yeah.
That's what wrestling is.
That's what Joel Gerdner used to do.
Yeah, but you got to win, right? You're not just what are you, Triple H? You're just going to just get a fucking title out of a briefcase?
That don't work for me, brother.
I mean, I'm not looking for a title out of a briefcase, but at the same time, I think like too much of it is like, again, it's not going over, it's getting over, and you can do that in a loss. So like, from that standpoint, if at the end of the night all the fans say, hey, this guy stole the show even in a loss, then yeah, you know what, vote him, give him whatever this bullshit title is. That part of it doesn't bother me whatsoever.
And is
call
it,
it
gonna
the
be
loser like, title?
Is it going to be like a real fan vote? Are we working, brother?
Yeah, who fucking knows?
Going to make good on the super expensive tickets to all the wrestling shows? You can vote though, guys.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm interested to see it.
But they should put a poll on X. That voting part.
Maybe more than 9 people will vote. Do you know anyone in NXT right now that you would like feel like fits into that?
Miles Bourne.
Ah, fuck him.
Fuck you.
Regal's kid.
Dempsey. Charlie Dempsey, yeah. But they just sent him to England.
He's a stud. Kid's a stud.
He is. Tavion Heights is pretty fucking good, I think.
I like D'Angelo.
D'Angelo's good, yeah. But they just cleaned out NXT also, and now it's all like, especially the last episode, like every other segment was a new guy debuting.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Evil, that's right.
Oh, that big kid from England looks like that's got me maybe wanting to tune into NXT.
As Vic Joseph said, is that a fan jumping in the ring?
Brooks is his name, is that?
Yeah, something like that.
He just looks like a fucking doughy schmuck from the third row.
He does. He looks like a baby. He's got baby face. Big baby Rooks.
Rondo, anything? Put a mask on him. Maybe he can go to fucking AAA as well.
Hey, Triple A. Brando, anything else from Backlash we missed on or you want to talk about?
I think that was it. Yeah.
Also, like with I feel like we didn't. HK kind of mentioned it, but there was like rumors that Asuka was like semi-retiring, but now we don't know. She might just like go back to Japan to deal with some family stuff that nobody seems to want to talk about. So maybe that's not great. It was sad. It was like a real moment though. At the end, you were like, "Oh, I hope everything's okay."
Yeah, it did catch me off guard in the moment because I didn't expect them to be, you know, kind of hugging it out and all that. You know, I mean, like, it seems super rushed. But if the situation is that she's stepping away for whatever reason she needs to, I mean, she's been around for a while now. She's done a fantastic job. And fuck it, even if she just wants to take time off, she fucking earned it. Like, take time off. Like, do what you need to do. She's done a great job.
Agree. Brando put it in the text message today. Maybe we can just quickly touch on this before we move on. WWE cracking down on content creators using their clips on social media. It doesn't really, I get it, but I'm not really, I don't care. We don't use clips, so it doesn't affect us.
I mean, the fact that they used to air all those content creators reacting in clips and stuff like that, it's kind of weird.
But do you think they mean more of like botchamanias and stuff like that?
I don't know. I do. Apparently they're shutting down like everybody. People are losing YouTube channels left and right for showing WWE content.
I thought it was okay as long as you use less than 10 seconds. Has that changed?
I think you're supposed to use it to like build your own content, like for reactions and whatnot. Like reaction videos are supposed to be allowed. That's fair use.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like if you're just sitting there fucking running tape for 3 minutes, you know, they're going to have a problem with it.
Right.
But if it's supposed to be like for reaction purposes, like you're building on that, you know? I don't know.
It's all about that. It's that TKO bottom line, baby. Get that money. Money for nobody else. Everything's got to go to the WWE. Yeah.
Now who doesn't know how to run a business, huh, Double T?
Clearly they do. They got AI writing fucking TV and they're charging $300 a ticket and people are still fucking going. So
they got billions. It's
clearly working.
They know what they're doing.
So they know how to run a business. They don't know how to run a wrestling company. Right? Paul, Triple H is in charge. The era of him in charge of NXT is arguably the best era of NXT ever.
By far and away, yeah.
Right? He became the booker man, and WWE was on fire for a couple months. And then here comes fucking Nick Khan and TKO and Mark Shapiro, and now they're making these decisions. They dragged fucking Jelly Roll into the main event of WrestleMania. Do we even know where Randy Orton is?
Another nice. Week.
Just hanging out.
So yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm sticking to my guns with the gingerbread thing. It's fucking stupid.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific. Tony's tired now. He had his fun with Madman Pondo. Did you
know? Fuck yeah, I had my fun with Madman Pondo. I think
you're still going to cover what we had to cover, Tony. Don't be mad at me now.
There should be a time on this show where we would talk to a guest for 2 hours and then say, you know what? Fuck the format. We're done. See you next week.
Yeah. That was a long time ago, Tony, and that was also when we were in your home. We had to get out. Now we're
virtual. Well, you're in my home. Get the fuck out.
Now, I did not get to watch much AEW, but I read reports, and I saw some clips, and I asked my guy, Brundlefly, is AEW on fire right now?
100%.
Yeah, we're burning it down, baby.
I think every fucking week has gotten better and better. I think their stories are good. I think the matches with Darby every week are fucking great and something different every week. I think they're doing a good job building to the next pay-per-view or whatnot. I'm loving AEW every week. So I'm a sicko and it's fucking working for me every week.
I'll tell you what, I only read the results, but it seems like there's a lot of good. I heard Darby and Kevin Knight was awesome. I heard yes. Darby and Pac was crazy wild, and they did it on like a fucking golf course. What?
Yeah, that looked so fucking cool. The thing on the golf course, indoor golf course or outdoor. I loved it. Plus, they had all the fans surrounding, like in balconies. It was a cool visual for a show.
I give them credit for doing something different.
Yeah.
We're bringing back the Stadium Stampede. Tony loves the Stadium Stampede.
Football field fuckery, baby.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Jericho, Jungle Man, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega against
the Hurt Business, I think, too.
Oh, really? They're going big?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going real big on this one.
Ooh, doggy. We got a new national champion. We got a new national champion.
Oh, yeah. Mark Davis. Well fucking deserved. That guy has been stepping it up the last couple of months.
Yeah.
He looks fucking good. He's been killing it.
HK, did you watch Dynamite this week?
Yeah, I watched Dynamite.
Let's try something different. Yeah. positives. Start with those, because then we'll get to your negatives.
You didn't need a QR code to watch it.
Okay, that's one. Yeah, we got one. Let's see here. Positives. I like Mina Shirakawa. That's positive. I
mean, who doesn't?
I like Juice Robinson. I like that he finally got trunks that are he can wrestle in. Like, I don't know what he's doing with that fucking fur underwear he was wearing there that week. That was ridiculous.
Underwear.
Yeah, I would see. Glad that he moved on from that. Okada Brian Keith is fine.
Okada's been on TV since like January, right?
Okada's gonna go after the title now because he
wants. They changed it.
Oh, they changed it. Okay.
Yeah, Okada apparently he had to go back to Japan for family issues or some shit.
Gotcha. So he came out and said he was going to go after the title.
Well, it's in the story, HK, because you know who's going to take his place.
I don't give a shit. Kashita's
going to take his place. Maybe there was no emergency in Japan. Maybe Don Callis did that on purpose.
And I don't care about Darby Allin. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I will never care about Darby Allin. I just don't give a shit about him. So he can be your champion. He can run around like a dipshit. He can be in a goddamn wheelchair in 2 months. I don't care about.
Why do you care if he's in a wheelchair?
What do you mean? Why do I care?
Why do you care if he's in a wheelchair? Do you?
I don't. I just said I don't care if he's in a wheelchair.
Thing. What are you getting all upset about? Yeah.
People have been saying wheelchair in 2 months for
this
5 years.
Great.
Darby Allin.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Every week, a fighting champion.
Yeah. Defend it every week, and then I'll pay for it on pay-per-view. That makes sense.
You're not gonna pay for it.
No shit. And
guess what? If you're not, you gotta pay for the WWE no matter what you do. You watch
it. I pay for ESPN already. I pay for ESPN for other shit too. It works out for me.
And you pay for Netflix for other shit too, but you're still paying for it.
Yeah, of course. I pay for HBO. I'm not paying extra to get the AEW pay-per-view to see this fucking jack off.
You don't have to. You don't like AEW. I still don't know why
I told you I fucking love AEW. I fucking love it.
No, you don't. You hate it.
I love it. You hate it. I
would love to see your walking statistics during the 2 hours that you watch Dynamite. Like, do you rage walk? Is your heart rate higher? Are you angrier? Do you burn more calories?
If I were to actually get mad at wrestling, I would have had a heart attack years ago. I will say this, and this is the last
year of Duke and Rogue WCW edition. That would have killed you.
Thank you, Brenda Fly. Yeah. I almost turned the episode off. It's the last thing I'm going to say about AEWs.
I like it. I'm in.
I almost turned the episode off.
Okay.
When they said, here is Orange Cassidy versus Dax Harwood in a double Jeopardy, whatever the fuck match that was, with 75 guys on the outside. If this guy wins, they get a tag team title. If this guy wins, they get a trios title. And it's a singles match. Everybody can go and circle jerk around the ring. Bullshit. Hated it. Almost turned it off just based on that. I was like, this is too fucking convoluted. I don't like it. Moving on.
But you didn't turn it off.
I did not.
And you mean
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna at least have context for why I like or don't like. I like Mina Shirakawa.
Yeah, but she's
I know good. What segment got you back in there. People were giving her shit about that too. Like, she's there in a bra. Her response was, "Do you see what I wear in the ring? It's a fucking bra."
I'll tell you this. I did enjoy JCW more than I enjoyed AEW this week.
Really?
Yes. Really? Yes.
Was it because Mosh Pit Mike was back as the beekeeper?
No. It's because I saw my guy, Darren Corbin.
Was he 40?
Yeah.
He was 40 winks on the show. He did a great job. So it was a fun episode of JCW. It's at this point with JCW, I can handle their shit because it doesn't seem like I'm watching an actual wrestling product. Like, it doesn't seem like I'm watching something that's, well, I'm not. It's on YouTube. It's not on network television. It's just to sit back. Like, I can make fun of it. And I realize that if I fast forward through commercials, this shit takes no time to get through. None.
Yes, I've been telling you to fast forward the fucking commercials.
Easy peasy.
Half the results are wrong on the bottom, by the way.
All right. I'm going to get rid of that then. Are you sure about that?
I was like, PCO and Big Vito again. I'm glad I didn't watch this week.
Oh, thanks for catching that. That's on me. It's not a fucking long week, man.
No, you're good, bro. You're good. Brundo, and look, to be fair, I didn't watch JCW, but if Brundo didn't put the results in the notes, I wouldn't have noticed.
No, as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, no, I grabbed different results. That's on me. That's on me. 40 winks, though. 40 winks.
Tony is sleepy. Tony.
Well, the fucking Green Goblin lost again. Luigi Primo lost again, which fucking killed me. I mean,
bro, we gotta have Jabba's.
Fuck that. But they're trying to tell a story with Luigi Primo. He keeps fucking losing. The Green fucking Hornet or whatever his name is, he lost too.
That's it. They're both fired. All three of them could be in the stable with Madman Mondo.
Okay, 40 wings in the belt.
And Vince Russo needs to stay off the microphone. He needs to stay out of the ring. Yes. His shit should be kept short. He was fucking jumping around like he didn't know what wrestling was. Like, it was fucking stupid. Again, he was just a fucking idiot.
Buy him a new shirt.
Bro,
the fucking collars of his shirt are worn out. I don't.
I swear to God, like I see him, he feels like somebody's dad or grandpa. Like he just walks around the ring talking to himself. Yeah. Like fucking talk to the camera, talk to the people. Don't just walk around with your fucking head down.
Yeah.
Have we jumped the shark with JCW?
We're getting there. I no fucking disco, no disco Ray, no ring rat. We didn't get cocaine or fucking Stephen Flo with a fucking dildo on a pole, so that was good for this week. I do like Luigi Primo's getting screen time, but the fucker needs a win.
Does he?
Yeah, his shit's funny. When Vito goes, "What, you lose your fucking accent?" That really made me laugh. It's so dumb, it's entertaining. It really is.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad wrestler. You watch Luigi wrestle. He's not a bad wrestler.
No one said he was a bad wrestler.
I see the way HK's like kind of like thinking about it. He's not a bad wrestler.
He only liked the show because his friend was on it.
You gotta get rid of that goddamn dough, man.
Who?
Luigi. With the dough, with the this thing, the entire fucking match.
You know, he's not really twirling it.
No, I realize that. I'm watching the fucking show, but like
no, but if you're not thinking about it, like you would think he's twirling it. But if you look, if you see it for a second, you'll never think he's twirling it again. He just fucking twists it around and twists it around.
Yeah.
Oh, and no broads this week either, right? We didn't get no Danny Moe. We didn't get no fucking J-Rod or Big Al.
Big Al, yeah. No conclusion to the Big Al Danny Moe thing, huh?
And we didn't even get Too Tough Tony and Willie Mack this week.
They defended the tag titles.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's what the fuck was up. Fucking they announced, oh, mystery tag team is getting they're defending the titles. Oh,
Chop City.
And then the next segment, Chop City's like, hey, we tricked them. We're getting the match. And when they get to the ring, hey, why don't you put the titles up on the line?
That was fucked. I didn't think it was funny that they said I told him we were AOP. that was fucking funny.
But then when Violent J was like, "Who the fuck are you guys?" I'm like, "Well, who?" And then it became Vince Russo signed them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're still doing that dumb shit. Violent J signs guys and he doesn't talk to Vince Russo about it. Vince Russo signed guys and he doesn't.
Wait. Then why doesn't Violent J just sign Madman Pondo? Like seriously,
it's Mondo.
Whatever. Mondo like 100 times. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and Matt Cross got his job back.
How?
He shook fucking gave him his job and Shane Mercer got a fucking 100% pay raise, and they're part of future endeavors now.
Mr. Personality and Matt Cross are tag team. They work for Vince Russo. They're called Future Endeavors.
All right. I guess.
That was horseshit, too.
And that was JCW.
Gonna have to watch and then watch.
And we didn't get Hokane this week either. I was disappointed. She's quite
the one. How are the ring girls, Tony?
They're pretty good. I give them a thumbs up again.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to do is there anything else before I know I'm not purposely trying to go long, Tony. I just
Is there anything else anyone wants to talk about?
Well, more for HK. He's tired. He woke up at 2:45 today.
Every day, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's 1:45 really, because he's waking up at 2:45 our time.
No, if he woke up at 2:45 his time, it'd be 3:45 our time.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Oh, that's the way it was, HK.
I 2:45 my time. Yeah. Oh,
sorry, bud. 2:45.
Real quick, Dark Side of the Ring, season 7.
I don't understand how a fucking network that's been going bankrupt for 4 fucking years still has money to put out Dark Sides. I really don't.
It's maybe probably the only thing that gets ratings.
And what the fuck are we doing? We're doing a whole Dark Side on fucking MAGA Butcher and fucking Joe, like an entire episode for that?
Yeah,
like
that surprised me.
They got a 3-part opener on TNA.
No,
I mean, they could do a whole fucking season on TNA. But they said, like, it's 2 parts on TNA. One's going to be basically Jeff Jarrett.
Ain't
the rise and fall of him.
Oh, I hope we get gold. I hope we get fucking gold pyramids and fucking Global Force.
What do you think the Orndorff one is about?
It's about Orndorff's life, probably.
Probably when he was on top of the world and went for too long, got injured and disappeared.
Fucked up his arm, the new Thrillers or whatever the fuck they were called. He
did with his flip-flops.
Yes.
Yeah. Or
Vader.
Yeah.
Ray Trailer.
Fucking passing out or getting fucking paralyzed in the ring and nobody fucking helped him out.
Big Boss Man. I guess he's just sad. It's going to be like Earthquake. It's just sad.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Like him or Bigelow, maybe? I don't think Bossman had a drug problem, though.
No, I don't think he did either, but maybe. I don't know. Missy Hyatt will be wild because who knows what's true and what's not.
True.
Yeah.
Should be a fucking mess.
Zach Gowen, I guess he had, like, we had him on the show when we started, like, years ago. Didn't he go through, like, an addiction thing, too?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah,
he did. Maybe we get a little bit on the Handicapped Heroes.
Oh yeah, and then the old Renegade.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, that'll really blow your mind,
or blow your brains out.
I love the Dark Side, so I'm pumped for this. Kazoon tight.
Hey, the Dirtbag wants to know when the Gingerbread Man's getting his Dark Side episode.
Dirtbag
next season.
Yeah, season 8.
I fucking hope so.
Fucking stupid gingerbread bullshit. Fucking Bruce Pritchard asshole. Brundo assigned us some fun homework, though.
I'd like to think so.
Brundo, please let the listeners know what we had to watch.
Before Brundo says anything, tap your microphone. All right, cool. It's working.
We did that last week.
I know. I needed to get it in. I'm trying to make it a weekly thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, like rape juice.
Rape night, you fucking ghoul. I thought it was rape night. Now it's rape juice.
Whatever.
See? The cabin.
All right. I brought us back to NXT. I believe it might have been the first episode of 2.0.
Sure was.
The wedding of Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis. I just wanted to watch something fun for this week. Maybe not a match. And this, in my humble opinion, is one of the better wrestling weddings I think that they've ever done. I feel like they dropped the ball on Dexter Lumis for years. Just like he could have been, there's so much they could have done with him as like a psycho type wrestler or whatnot. And Indy Hartwell's another one. I feel like she never gets her due. Whether it's TNA nowadays or NXT before that. But yeah. Interested to see what you guys think.
It was a fun watch for sure. It was pretty wild to see all the talent that was in the ring.
Yeah.
For the wedding, like Cora Jade and Steph DeLander were like bridesmaids, Trevor Lee and Odyssey Jones and fucking Austin Theory. I mean, it's a who's who. Of
Io Sky out there,
yeah, right. Kushida,
yeah.
I don't know who the Japanese guy was with the rings in his pocket.
Kona Reeves, he fucking sucked.
I could have fucking tripped over that guy in the street and I wouldn't have known he was a fucking
Wait, man. Ava Rain wasn't there?
No, I think this is way before her.
Yeah.
To fucking Tommaso Ciampa was the NXT World Champion.
He won it just before
the wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fucking what? I fast forwarded through the whole episode. The first match was LA Knight against Bron Breakker in his first fucking NXT match.
Yeah.
Wild. It was fun. I watched the whole video leading up to it and where they kind of recap everything. It was fun. It was a good time. Easy watch, fun.
Where Loomis was trying to teach Gargano how to throw a fucking axe.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
HK?
Yeah, it was. So with NXT, I go in and out with NXT. And for they'll catch me for like 4 or 5 months and I'll be really into it and I'll just kind of fade away. This is definitely during a kind of a fading out point for me. So I didn't remember really any of this. But watching the video package before the wedding, I was like, boy, this was all over the course of, I don't know how long, you know what I mean? Like how many weeks they did this. And I was like, well, you put it all together. It's kind of a fun, like it's a fun fucking story in that situation where you put all the, you know, all these clips together and they kind of tell the whole story of it. The wedding itself, it was super enjoyable. The one thing that I didn't like, was Loomis getting rid of the officiant and then Beth Phoenix stepping in. Like, she didn't need to step in. There's somebody else.
The recap video, they showed like Beth Phoenix, like being involved and, yeah. Indy Hartwell going to her and, you know, her giving her advice. So
100% sense. But it would have been, in my opinion, would have been better, more impactful. And again, I did not watch during this time. Right. I'm going based solely on what I saw from the video package and the story that they told me. Wouldn't have been better if there you are going to go choking out the officiant, that Johnny Gargano step in and marry them. Like, doesn't that mean more in that situation than Beth Phoenix, who's not, like, she's not part of the roster. She's not really a big part of the story. It means
he
more.
He gave away Indy, though. So
I know.
He kind of did his thing. Yeah.
He did, but now he's going to step in and really do the thing. He's going to marry them. So that part I didn't love. I thought it was hilarious when, you know, speak now or forever hold their peace, and everybody raised their hand.
Yeah.
He flashed the axe or whatever the fuck you call that. That was funny. Odyssey Jones putting the guy down. That maybe.
Oh like, my God! When he stands up and goes, "Hey, did somebody say Andre Chase?" I fucking lost it.
Looking around, like Double T, you said like all the people there. Like at a certain point, you look and go, "Okay, they're still there. They're not there. They're still there. They're not there." And like the people that are still there, it's like there's a reason they are. You mean like they're the talent. So
who's still in NXT?
Not in NXT. I'm talking about with the company.
Oh, well, it's just Johnny and Candace, right? Oh, and EO.
No, Johnny and Candace are gone, aren't they?
No.
Still there?
Oh, and Theory. Theory's there too.
Yeah. EO.
Part of your tag team champions.
Yeah, EO. But that's really it, right? Right, everybody else.
Yeah.
Who's the blonde's blonde bridesmaid between Steph and Corey Jade? Was that Carmen Petrovich? Is that a name? Does that sound right? Am I making that up?
Maybe.
Wasn't the big Heine girl? What the fuck's her name?
Nikita Lyons.
Yeah, wasn't it her?
I don't know if she might have been there at this point.
She's got ramen hair. I would have known if it was her.
Gives a shit. I thought this was a lot of fun, Brundo. I really enjoyed the fuck out of this. I didn't like when Andre Chase stood up. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I was like, oh, Odyssey Jones, before they found out what a piece of shit he was. Look at him. I thought it was weird that fucking Dexter Loomis chokes out the fucking official and nobody really stops him.
Well, the official getting on him for not speaking up. He doesn't speak.
Yeah, he was just trying to get him to say something. You know, his bride was there and...
It meant more when he got to say "I do," especially to Theory. Who?
Oh my God! When he said "I" and everybody like gasped.
Yeah.
And when Indy was trying to kiss him, he just kind of stood there with his lips puckered. I really laughed at that too. That was funny as shit. And then he picked her up to take her away.
Yeah. I liked Indy in her vows said, "You'll never lose a staring contest."
Oh, she was dogging him good too, man. It was funny. I really did enjoy this a lot. I watched the whole thing leading up to it where they were questioning him. And at one point she was like, when you sneak into my room, and they're like, wait a minute, he snuck into our house. It was funny shit, man. It was really entertaining.
I hope these two do something now that Loomis is gone. I hope these two somehow get back together on somebody's TV. Because they had good chemistry together.
Oh, they'll put him in a mixed tag match on fucking AEW fucking Rotten Crotch on Saturday night or whatever.
Sign me the fuck up.
And they'll fucking lose to Moxley and fucking Barefoot over there.
Rotten Crotch Saturday night's back?
Whatever. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Oh, breaking news real quick. The exchange between Asuka and Io Sky tonight. Asuka says, Io Sky, I was looking for someone to succeed me in my legacy. I'm happy that it's you. And Io Sky responds, Asuka, we'll always be family. Goodbye, Asuka-san. See you soon. So that's it. She gone.
Wow, that's a fucking blower to the women's division, man. Asuka and fucking, they released Kairi Sane.
Was Kairi Sane the pirate?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
I know Matt was his favorite gimmick.
I don't particularly care for pirates, but she's still a good talent. Not a great elbow drop, but people say
like butt pirates. Yeah, it's a great elbow drop.
It was
great.
Yeah. Fucking great, like HK would say.
No, maybe top 10. And I'm thinking back end, like eight,
top
nine.
10 is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
There's a big jump from 1, 2, 3.
Wait, who's 1, 2, 3?
Savage, King, Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Harry what about what about LA Knight?
No, I put fucking Pepsi Phil up there before I put LA Knight up there.
How about Ted DiBiase?
No, Ted DiBiase fell off the second rope.
Perry Saturn.
Perry Saturn.
Great one. That's a great call. I'm in.
How about Bret Hart?
No, Bret Hart wasn't dropping elbows off the top rope.
No, he did that fist knee.
Not an elbow. What, do you not know your anatomy?
How about Bobby Eaton?
Bobby Eaton, great Alabama Jam, but I don't think he ever dropped the
and
elbow.
And the knee drop for Bobby Eaton as well.
Yeah. Man, could you imagine what his fucking hips would look like if he was still alive, Bobby Eaton, from doing that Alabama Jam all the time? Just hurts my butt thinking about
I'd love to see Jim Neidhart go to town on a fucking jar of pills.
Oh, boy. So around the horn, two thumbs up.
Fuck yeah, two thumbs up.
Loved it. It was great, easy watch, awesome. fun, the way wrestling should be.
Wrestling. Yeah.
All right, who's up?
Handsome Kevin.
So handsome I like Brundlefly, wanted to watch something fun. And I was a little inspired by this past week and WWE Backlash. And I decided we're going to go to Extreme Rules 2014. And we are going to watch a WLC match.
Oh, nice. I've been waiting for this to come up.
So it is Extreme Rules 2014. I do believe WWE Vault has, I believe it's called like best matches that are 10 minutes or I forget the exact. It's on the Vault. It's an under 10 minute match thing. It's fantastic. But yeah, we're going to watch WLC from Extreme Rules 2014.
It's what, Torito and Hornswoggle?
Yeah.
All right. And they got Mini King and a Micro Cole on commentary.
All right. I'm excited for it. I look forward to it. We do have a guest next week.
Is next week Jeeves?
Manservant Jeeves will be joining us next week.
Fuck yeah.
And then, this is probably a conversation we can have at a later date and time, but we still don't know what we're doing for Memorial Day yet, do we?
Nope.
All right.
And with that, we cue, because I'm fucking tired, the music. At some point. There you go.
Okay. This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support the wrestling podcast. What the fuck is wrong with me? Patreon, executive producers, Manny Grasso, producers, Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Elmer, Michael Hammond, Jesse Owell, Emily Brock, I Dunkus, Keith Parker, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you all for your continued support. And to everybody that supports us on the Patreon, check out the free level. You get the Wizards Weekly every week. What was that?